Kamala cover-up, GovTrack deletes website ranking Harris as 2019's most liberal senator. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 24, 2024. A 2019 GovTrack score that ranked Vice President Kamala Harris as the most liberal senator was recently deleted. Update: although it appears the GovTrack list discussed in this story was still on its website as recently as this week, the National Desk reported that GovTrack founder Joshua Tauberer said, "The page that you are referring to is based on a single calendar year. Several years ago we discontinued creating new single calendar year report cards." Tauberer said a single year of data was not sufficient to create a reliable portrait of the activity of legislators. Original story continues below. As Breitbart News reported, GovTrack published a list of 100 senators in 2019. Out of the senators, Harris was in the number 100 spot and was viewed as being the most liberal senator. Watch, Harris campaign advisor on Harris being most liberal senator, we know who Kamala Harris is and was. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, came in number 99, right behind Harris. This list has now been deleted, and when you attempt to go to the page, you find a page not found message. GovTrack describes itself as publishing the status of federal legislation and information on representatives or senators who have been elected to Congress, including voting records and original research on legislation. We're one of the oldest government transparency websites in the world, the website says. During a 2020 interview with CBS News's Norah O'Donnell, Harris was questioned about being considered the most liberal United States senator. "Somebody said that, and it was actually Mike Pence on the debate stage," Harris answered. O'Donnell then informed her the nonpartisan GovTrack had rated her as the most liberal senator. "You supported the Green New Deal, you supported Medicare for all," O'Donnell added. Among other recent cover-ups regarding Harris's past, Axios released an article claiming that Harris never had the title Border Czar, which was referenced by lawmakers and media outlets. The outlet updated the article, making an editor's note that the outlet had incorrectly labeled Harris a border czar in 2021. This comes after President Joe Biden announced Sunday that he was withdrawing from the presidential race and endorsed Harris to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. Harris has received endorsements from Democrats such as Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, Governor Wes Moore, DMD, Senator Bob Casey, DPA, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, Governor Tim Walz, DMN, former President Bill Clinton, and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.